Hi, welcome back once again to the Trade Show University. I hope you're having fun. I hope you're learning and excited about what you can accomplish at your trade shows. Today we're going to talk about crafting our message. Step number four, craft your message. And I want to talk to you about the concept of a USP. And if you haven't heard about that before, that stands for Unique Selling Proposition. And quite simply, the way I want you to think about this is why someone is going to work with you, purchase from you, as opposed to someone else. And this relates back to step number two, when we talked about determining the value that you bring your prospects. But it is important, when you go to a trade show, it's a competitive environment, once again, and you've got to have something that is going to stand out and be compelling. If you think of some types of examples, one that you hear nowadays is Geico. 15 minutes or less can save you up to 15% on your car insurance, okay? That's a good example of a USP. If you come, you spend 15 minutes with us, we're going to make it really easy, and we're going to save you money. We're going to save 15% for you. FedEx, when it absolutely, positively has to be there overnight, FedEx. Now, when you look to create your USP, let's look at the elements of what it's going to take to create a successful USP. First of all, it has to be easy to understand. You're not going to have a lot of time with your prospects. You want it to be quick, clear, easy for them to kind of understand the benefits that you're going to offer. Concise, it ties together with that. It needs to be quick and clear of what you're presenting. It needs to distinguish you from the competition. So when you think about those other 10 exhibitors around your booth who are doing exactly the same thing that you do, why are you different? What are you going to offer? Yes, they offer this great price, but we can turn it around quicker, which is going to save you money, and it's going to allow you to do what it is that you need to accomplish. And it needs to be memorable. Have fun. Make it creative. Something that's going to be interesting and they're going to remember after the show. Now, one thing that we can think about in our USP, and this could be big for you and your business. Maybe you're sitting here saying, I don't have anything that's unique. My offering is not special for my competition. Well, this is a great opportunity to try to put something new into your business, to have some type of creative offer that's going to distinguish you from the competition. And you could do things like, maybe it's an exceptionally fast turnaround time. Maybe it's a guarantee. If our product and service does not accomplish the result within 30 days, we'll give you your money back. Or, whatever it may be, come up. What would your prospect find so irresistible that it couldn't help but stand out on the trade show floor? And if it's not something that's realistic in your business now, do what it takes to make it realistic, because we're talking about more than just trade show success here. We're also talking about business success and marketing success. So if you don't have a USP yet, think about what you could do special that would really help your company stand out, and then make it a reality. Okay, to sum up step number four, this is all about thinking about that one thing you want your prospect to remember about your company. And so we hope it's something compelling, it's a compelling offer that distinguishes you from the competition. But in its simplest form, if 2 weeks later after the show you called up a prospect and they said, oh yeah, you're the guys who can do X for me, what would that be? Make sure you know it, make sure those on your team that are going to be working the trade show know it, and focus on it. And that's really going to be the essence of step number four, crafting your message. Well, once again, I hope this is helpful, and we look forward to seeing you in a couple days. We'll talk more in depth. Take care.